Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Eric will be back on Monday, visiting with Greg Myers, the Chief Innovation Officer for Syngenta, who says there's been an increasing labor shortage in the U.S. Then COVID-19 became a problem that technology held a solution for.
It magnified what the world looks like if there aren't a network of people. And I don't just mean people that work the land, but even trusted advisors, if they're not able to support them during the key decision points in a season. So we saw, for example, this year, a 400% increase in the use of satellite imaging to really help provide remote diagnostics, which producers were sharing with their trusted advisors. And I also think that parts of farming, which are still pretty heavily reliant on human judgment, will evolve towards more autonomous and semi-autonomous operations. You know, today, tractors can steer more accurately than the average human can. So it's just a matter of time between technology begins to converge on achieving human-level agronomic accuracy, which I think will transform the practices of scouting, planning, fertility, and spray applications as we know it.
Meyer says the labor shortages are a worldwide issue.
When my great-grandparents immigrated to the U.S. at the end of the 19th century, more than half the U.S. population was involved in agriculture, and now it's less than 2%. But yet we produce more calories than ever. And if you look back in history, I think there's this common pattern that there's no question that technology changes what jobs people do. But I think it will continue to be an economic accelerator, just like it has been in the past, and just like I think it will be in the future.
And of course, he gives a pitch for Syngenta, committed to making it easier for farmers to adopt new technology.
Syngenta is the only company to have industry-leading digital farming platforms in the top four agricultural markets. And we've learned that one size doesn't fit all for every crop, climate, or grower. And we're working to meet producers where they are in terms of their comfort level of incorporating digital technology in their day-to-day operations. If you add everything up, we're doing across the world, we're working with nearly 100 million acres inside one of our digital platforms. And I think that demonstrates the value our tools create in the very diverse markets we operate.
Meyer says the industry is headed for a future where computer, data science, and autonomous equipment will outperform humans in the field and decision making.
And I think that as that happens, production as we know it will change pretty dramatically. I do think commodity prices continue to remain challenging for the foreseeable future. You'll continue to see some consolidation of farms, finicky consumers concerned with climate change and the impact ag has on the environment. We'll see breakthroughs in things like alternative meat, gene editing, as well as the challenges in ongoing labor capacity issues that we discussed. I think this creates all the ingredients that are there to really drive the innovation in ag, just like we saw at the beginning and the middle of the 20th century.
The future of agriculture will look much different than what farmers are accustomed to today. That's Inside Agriculture for this Friday. Some food for thought.